Welcome, and the voice of One Witness Broadcast. We're looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. I'll start with the first report as reported by DEBKA File. That's D-E-B-K-A. The headline on this item is Moscow races to finish Iran's Bushehr reactor by mid-2009. DEBKA File's Iranian and Moscow sources report that the Russian firm under contract to build and activate Iran's nuclear reactor at Bushehr is offering nuclear engineers and technicians top salaries to leave for Iran at short notice. The Kremlin has promised Tehran to have the reactor up and running by mid-2009. Some 1,600 experts are already at work on the project. The project is short about 500 to meet the deadline. DEBKA File says our Iranian sources report that this is the first time Russian officials have admitted that the Bushehr reactor is close to completion. Our sources add that the Bushehr plant will make it possible for Iran to produce plutonium for nuclear weapons. Its completion will provide Iran with an alternative weapons fuel option in addition to the enriched uranium already accumulated for its first nuclear bomb. U.S. and Israeli intelligence had believed the plutonium track lagged behind their uranium process. However, now that Moscow has embarked on a crash program to finish the Bushehr project, this no longer holds true. Folks, we are watching this. I know Israel is watching it. Israel will not allow Iran to have nuclear weapons. And as we have pointed out many times, Moscow and Iran are allies in a projected invasion of Israel, as recorded in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But now I want to talk about a tragedy that happened this week, and it really is going to be the basis of what we talk about all the week on radio. Actually, it happened last week. And we're going to be talking about anti-Semitism. What is its source? How long has it been going on? What does it result in the world? Last week in Mumbai, India, formerly called Bombay, there were coordinated attacks against 10 sites, which killed 174 people at last report. Condoleezza Rice says it may be Al-Qaeda. 10 sites in Mumbai were hit as a coordinated terrorist attack took place, 10 places all at once. They targeted hotels where they thought Westerners would be staying. They targeted the Jewish Chabad house in Mumbai. Outside the Taj Hotel, luxury hotel where tourists from the West would be staying, as one of the Indian commandos emerged, they interviewed him. And this is Fox News. He was sweaty and unshaven, completely drained. The three-day standoff had ended, but night had fallen. He explained there were still 150 bodies inside the Taj Hotel on Saturday night. Most shots were AK-47 rounds, he told us. They were all over the hotel, on the floors, in the kitchen, in the bedrooms, just scattered throughout. I asked him, what was the most difficult moment during the standoff? He paused for a moment and said, the fact that they didn't even spare the women or children. The commando walked us through the final hours. It was 4 a.m. Saturday morning, and suddenly we heard two massive explosions, then loud gunfire, then another explosion, all coming from inside the Taj. The leader of the Indian commando unit had announced several hours before that the operation was nearing its final hours. The lights went off in the hotel, then lights started blinking, and in came the commandos who pulled off the necessary operation to stop the three-day, 60-hour affair. All of the terrorists were killed except one. Now, this is coming from Arutz Sheva, Israel National News. We recommend this spot for you to check on your internet. This is an article, Mumbai in Israel, by Emmanuel Winston. Information just released indicates that the Muslim terrorists... Now, they attacked a Chabad house. Chabad is a part of Judaism that particularly believes in the soon coming of the Messiah. And so they have a missionary type
mission, especially to Jews, secular Jews, Jews that haven't practiced their religion. And they especially, for instance, in Mumbai, they had a house that they opened. Oftentimes in India, Jews were jailed for little or no reason at all. And they opened this house for them to come to and to get kosher meals, and for Jews that were traveling through or businessmen to come. And it was a refuge in a place in the center of a storm. The Chabad Nariman House was its name. Information just released indicates that the Muslim terrorists rented rooms at the Chabad Nariman House posing as Malaysian students. That may also entail smuggling in weapons, explosive grenades for pre-positioning. No doubt the same technique was used to infiltrate the hotels. Thus they could reconnoiter the best entrances and exits. Do you recall how long and difficult it was for the Indian commandos to find the terrorists? Many of the police, first responders, and the commandos were killed in an ambush with interlocking fields of fire. So what do we learn from this massacre? Emmanuel Winston writes. How many targets are now being prepared in America, England, and Israel? You see, what happened is, coming down from Pakistan, terrorists came by boat. They took over an Indian fishing trawler, entered into the land to make their attacks, but there were already sleeper cells in the land. There were sleeper cells in the Chabad house, in the hotels, and there they had stashed weapons. Just this morning, this is December 3rd, just this morning it was announced that they found lots of weapons stashed at a railway station that people were still using in India. So they had in there many, many weapons already stashed. This writer points out that nations across the world, including the United States of America, have opened their doors. And sleeper cells are in here even now from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and other Arab Muslim nations, where they could do the same things. They can smuggle in explosives and armaments and make another Mumbai-type or operation on a larger scale, this gentleman writes. When the terrorists of Mumbai appeared to be only first coming in rubber dinghies from the port, few expected that jihadists had been sent ahead to stock up weapons and to prepare to receive the main force. What may be of key importance is that the organization of this multi-pronged attack on 10 sites indicates that probably many more than the 10 known terrorists were involved. 9 terrorists were killed, 1 was captured. This is from Devka File. The captured terrorist, Azam Kassad, told police his group was sent with a specific mission. Now listen to the mission. To target Israelis. That is why they targeted Chabad Center, the Times of India reports. Kassab said his comrades stayed there, posing as Malaysian students. I heard one Jewish gentleman say, "We were not attacked because we were occupying the West Bank. We were not attacked because we had some other person's so-called rights to the land. These people were killed just because they were Jews." More from this this item, which says there were 174 killed. Indian TV says that they traveled to Mumbai by sea from Karachi. A recurring theme is that of a man who, by the family name of Bari, who is an Indian based in Saudi Arabia, who is the suspected bankroller of the assault. The Foreign Office in London denies the British connected, highlighted by UK media, some of which say 7 of the terrorists were Pakistani British citizens. All counter-terror agencies stress the importance of long and exhausted reconnaissance by the attackers. Some suggest advanced control rooms may have been set up at the Taj Mahal and Oberoi hotels for prior reconnaissance and even to cache arms and ammunition. Israeli's Defense Minister Barak estimated the assault was carried out by 30 gunmen working in groups of seven who were in touch with additional elements in the city and linked to a command base, possibly of Al-Qaeda, in neighboring countries. Atrocities from the 60-hour ordeal coming to light Friday tell us that some of the bodies were by Indian TV. Tell us that some of the bodies bore signs that they had been bound hand and foot and tortured. Now from DEFCA file, more on that. Mumbai hospital doctors were horrified by the condition of the six Israeli bodies recovered from the smashed blood-spattered rooms of Chabad Center Monday. Local and Israeli pathologists confirmed they were tortured by their Islamist terrorist captors before being bound together and killed in cold blood. Two of those who were killed were Rivka Holzberg and her husband, Rabbi Gabriel Holzberg, 26 and 29 years of age. And she was 6 months pregnant. She had a little two-year-old child, Moshe, which is the way you say Moses. He was saved by his Indian nanny who fled the building with him in her arms. He was found later to be covered in bruises from beatings. The Indian nanny had hidden herself in the closet, and she heard him crying, Ima, Ima. That's the Israeli word for mother. And she ran out and picked him up from between the bodies of his father and mother. He was covered with their blood. An Indian doctor who conducted the postmortem of the victim said, of all the bodies, the Israeli victims bore the maximum torture marks. It was clear they were killed the first day. It was obvious they were tied up and tortured before they were killed. It was so bad, I do not want to go over the details even in my head. Bombay has a long history of terror. I've seen bodies of riot victims, gang war, and previous terror attacks like bomb blasts, but this was entirely different. It was shocking. It was disturbing. It was very strange. I have seen so many dead bodies in my life, and yet I was traumatized. A bomb blast victim's body might be torn apart and be disturbing, but the bodies of the victims in this attack bore such signs about the kind of violence of urban warfare that I am still unable to put my thoughts into words. Folks, Lester Sumrall had me come and write a book with him in 1980 about jihad and how its purpose was to take over the world. We're going to be offering this week The Green Horse. It's a new book by Norma Archbold, the lady who wrote The Mountains of Israel, the British lady. This gives you the Bible and Islam. You can get it for a special price this week, just $8. We've never offered it before. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 and order your copy of The Green Horse, The Bible, and Islam. It will give you a wonderful understanding of the Bible and Islam. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom until tomorrow.